The following is a recording of an interview with Irma Oakson Reeves, made on May 21, 1985, at the Reeves home, 1184 Green Valley Road, Watsonville, California. Arrangements for this interview were made by the Oral History Committee, which is jointly sponsored by the American Association of University Women, Watsonville Branch, and the Pajaro Valley Historical Association. Althora Snyder, Volk Museum archivist, is the interviewer.
Irma, can you state your full name and your birth date?
My name is Irma Rose Oakson Reeves. I was born in January the 15th, 1906.
How do you spell Oakson?
Well, it's spelled O-K-S-E-N, but yesterday, looking through some old papers, I came across my dad's passport to from Denmark to the United States. And I discovered that Oakson was spelled O-G-K-S-E-N. In my early years, they pronounced my name as Oxen. Then, later on, the English pronunciation came out, which was Oakson.
Where were you born?
I was born in Watsonville. I was born at 607 Walker Street at my grandmother's home.
Is that where your parents were living?
No. My parents were working and helping Mrs. Quilly at Tassajara Springs, and they remained in there. They were married 8 years before I was conceived. I was conceived in Tassajara Springs, and they remained in there 2 months before I was born. My mother and dad came out in the horse and buggy in the snow in November, and I was born in January.
So your mother was at your grandmother's house?
I was born at my grandmother's house.
Right. Now tell me about your father, his full name, and where he was born.
My father's name, his Danish name, is Jens Larsen Oxen. And he was born in Denmark. And he came to the United States when he was 17 years old.
Did he have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, he had one sister and four brothers.
Did they come?
No, he worked in San Francisco as a stevedore for a while, and until he had enough money to send for his mother and his brothers and sisters. And there was, Tabina was his sister's name, and there was Peter and Lewis and Magnus. That's right. That makes five children.
Now tell me about your dad's parents. Were they in Denmark?
Yes. My dad's mother's name is Ansine Oakson. Ansine Schmidt Oakson, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. And she came from Starbæk, Denmark. And her father was had a bakery there. In fact, I have some of his cookie recipes.
Good. Did the grandparents ever come to America, Ansine and her husband?
Pardon?
Did your grandparents ever come to America?
My grandmother came with the children, but she lost her husband when he was quite young. She raised five children herself.
Now let's touch on your mother's family. What was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was Schanbacker, Emma Ida Schanbacker.
And where was she born?
She was born in San Francisco, and her parents moved to Watsonville when she was 6 months old.
And what were her parents' names?
Her parents, her mother's name was Friedrika Schanbacker.
And her father?
And her father's name was...
Irma, what was your grandmother's name, your mother's mother?
My grandmother's name was, her maiden name was Friedrika Katrina Boob, B-U-O-B.
Oh.
And she was born in Stuttgart, Germany, in 1848.
And your grandfather, the man that married her?
Albert J. Schanbacker.
Mm-hmm.
And he came from the same place as my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have?
As far as I know.
Did they have other children?
Oh, yes. They had 10 children in all, but no, the Schanbeckers had 8. And would you like their names?
Yes.
There's the first one was a little girl, and her name was Matilda. And then there's Charles and Albert and Emma Ida, which is my mother, and Justina and Rosa and Fred and Julius. I think that's 8.
Did some of them come to Watsonville area?
They were all born in some of them were born in San Francisco, but let's see, they were about came over too. Did I say that?
Not yet. Well, the Schanbecker one you said did, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's my great grandmother. Mrs. Schanbecker's mother.
Yeah.
We didn't come to that yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, Irma, tell me again about your aunts and uncles, the Boobs. Were they here in Watsonville, born in Watsonville?
My grandmother was a Boob before she married Schanbecker. Mm-hmm. And their first 4 children were born in San Francisco, as far as I know. And the rest of them were born, the other 4 were born in Watsonville. And Julius was 6 months old when Mr. Schanbecker died.
Okay. Now, you were at your grandmother's house when you were born. How long did you stay there, you and your mother?
We only stayed there a few months, and then my folks went back to Tassajara. My dad had to open the springs for the summer visitors. And I lived in Tassajara most of the year with them, with the exception of a few months during the winter when they came to Watsonville. I lived there until I was about a little over 2 years old.
And then where did your family go when you were 2?
Pardon?
Where did they go when you were 2?
Well, my dad had bought this home on 1st Street, 232 1st Street. And we lived there, and then my older brother was born. His name is James Albert Oakson, and he was born July the 20th, 1908. And from there, my dad at that time was in the hack business. Now, whether he had owned the hacks at that time, I don't know, or whether he was working for another party. The name of Daddy Bear rings a bell with me. I believe he had the hack business at that time, and possibly my father was working for him. But then my father originally was a butcher, and we moved out on Riverside Road, where the Tuttle Company slaughterhouse was located. And he worked for the Tuttle Company for several years. And at that time, my younger brother, Lloyd Peter Oakson, was born at that residence.
What year about was that?
That was in 1910, in October 21st, 1910.
What do you remember especially about that time in your life when you moved from Tassajara to Watsonville and then out on the Riverside Road? Any little childhood memories?
I can remember when I was about 4 years old, we were living on 1st Street, and my papa, as we called him then, picked me up out of bed early in the morning. He wrapped me up in a blanket and carried me out on the front porch to watch Halley's Comet in the western sky. That's one thing I can remember. And then when I was a little older, maybe a few months older, when we were living out on the Riverside Road, he took me to town one evening. And he took me to town in the horse and buggy, and he and I stood on the catwalk of the old wooden covered bridge, and we watched the showboat on
Lake Watsonville. Mm-hmm. And what fascinated me so was the fact that Buffalo Bill was on that showboat with his horse, King, and he gave this horse a drink out of his silver cup and out of his hat, and I thought that was so fascinating.
What do you remember about your room, where you slept? What do you remember about your bedroom? Did you have to share a room with your brothers?
No. When we lived on First Street, I had my room, and they had one large room just off of the bathroom. But I can remember living at my grandmother's house, and she had it was a two-story house, and there were a lot of rooms. In fact, my grandfather owned a tannery, but this was before I was born. My grandfather passed away before I was born, and my grandmother boarded the men from the tannery. And the tannery was located at the further end of Walker Street. There were living quarters, sleeping quarters for the men in that area. And when we visited my grandmother, I can remember the big living room with the phonograph, Edison phonograph, in the corner, and I used to dance around to the different cylinder records.
Yeah.
And hold my skirts.
What songs?
Waltz Me Around Again, Willie, and let's see, School Days, Under the Old Apple Tree, Red Wing, and Susan's March. Probably remember half a dozen more.
Was there a piano in the front room?
No, not at that time. My grandmother had, it was a large place, and she had three rooms, three bedrooms upstairs, two smaller and one real large one with two beds in it, and a banister. Oh, I mustn't forget the banister, because we slid down that banister, and my mother used to worry about us.
Do you remember any of the neighbors on Walker Street?
Yes. Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, lived across the street from my grandmother. And next to my grandmother, place was my great-grandmother and grandfather lived, although my grandfather died also before I was born. And
which family was that?
That was Grandma Boob. She came over the same time that my grandmother came over. She and her husband came over at the same time. And there was a big lot between their place and my grandmother's. And I believe Tyndall's lived in that house in later years. My grandmother had quite a large place there. There was a big storage place where they kept the buggies and the surreys. And then in the back further was a stable, so they kept the horses. And she had a big chicken yard.
These stables, would these be for the hack business or
no,
not necessarily?
No, these were the
work
family.
Horses?
No, the family horse. And then there was a cellar underneath some of those places.
Who did you play with in those days?
When I was there, I was quite small. When I was at my grandmother, I was quite small then, so I really didn't have any playmates outside of my brother was a baby at that time, my oldest brother. But on First Street, this is in later years that we had quite a few playmates down there on First Street.
Tell me who some of them were.
Well, our place was located on the corner of First and Locust, and across the street was Sky Tuttle's place, home. And there was Vern and Reuben Tuttle. They were the younger ones. And then Catty Corner was O.S. Tuttle. They called him Boney. He was quite a heavy-set man. And their grandchildren came down from Oakland, Lloyd and Francis Miller. Lloyd Miller's an attorney in Santa Cruz now. And Thelma Pearson lived across from us on the other corner. And in the earlier years, there were Christensens lived there. And I started school with Mabel Christensen. She and I used to walk to school together each day.
Did you have dolls?
Oh, well, yes, but, you know, in those days, we didn't have a half a dozen dolls like they have today, or a dozen. I had one particular doll, and I was in love with her.
What was she like?
Well, Rag she doll. Was a best... Oh, yes, I mustn't forget Tessie. That was a doll that came with me from the Riverside Road, and she was really rather decrepit looking because she really needed a bath. And we had out on the Riverside Road, we had to take our baths in a wash tub because we had no facilities there for bathing, and that was a big night every Saturday night. However, when we got to town, when we came to town, we had this long tin bathtub. I filled it full of water one day and dunked Tessie in it. And I don't know what happened to Tessie if she drowned, but I think my mother got rid of her. She looked terrible.
Can you remember doing any chores?
Yes. I used to help my mother in the kitchen with the cooking, and it was my duty to wipe dishes every night. But I always had another call at that time.
Your mother had a wood stove, I presume?
Yes, she cooked on a wood stove for quite some time until, I guess I must have been about 9 or 10 years old when she got a spark gas range. There were four burners on one side and an upper oven and a lower oven on the other side.
Can you remember what some of your favorite dishes were, or some that she prepared for your dad?
No, I really can't remember exactly what my favorite dishes were, but my mother had my grandmother's set of 12 Limoges dishes, and they were beautiful, and we used those on special occasions, and I still have them, and my husband packed them up for me for my great-granddaughter.
Good.
First great-granddaughter.
Did you go with your mother to do any of the shopping?
Yes. Do you mean grocery shopping or what? Well, we used to order over the telephone quite frequently.
Who from?
I believe, if I remember right, we got the staples from Charles Ford Company.
Did they deliver?
Pardon? I believe so. If I remember right, they did deliver. I don't know if it was Charles Ford or if it was Ford and Sanborn at that time. Mm-hmm. However, my folks raised an awful lot of things in there. They had quite a large place. I would say probably an acre and a half of ground with the house.
For vegetables?
Vegetables and berries. We had one fruit tree. It was an apple tree.
Did your mother can?
Yes, definitely. And in those days, they did open kettle canning. And for tomatoes, they didn't have jars for tomatoes in those days. They had cans. And you could only use... No, I guess you could use them more than once. And there was a lid that fit on the top, and you had to use sealing wax to seal it. Just the tomatoes were canned that way. My mother wouldn't can string beans. Because one of her close friend of theirs got botulism, and so she absolutely refused to can string beans.
Back to shopping. Were there any street vendors?
Oh, yes. That's where we got a lot of the things, too. There was a fish wagon that came around. There was a meat wagon that came around. And a vegetable cart. A vegetable wagon. And a hominy cart, I guess you call it a wagon also, and a rag man. You remember the rag man?
Sure. Picked up all the junk that you had.
Yeah, and we were afraid he'd pick us up too.
Tell me about a special occasion, like a birthday party.
Well, We didn't have parties for every birthday like some of them do nowadays, but I had a real nice party on my 9th birthday and had my school friends, and if I remember right, I think I had one on my 7th birthday. And then as I got older, I helped with the parties.
Do you remember any of the parades in Watsonville, especially?
Yes, I remember the 4th of July parades and the Apple Annual parades. And they didn't have the Christmas parades then like they have now.
What about Christmas in your own home, or did you go to Grandma's?
Well, we mostly had it in our home. We had been to my grandmother's once or twice, but it was mostly in our home. And while we were small, my folks would decorate the tree at nighttime. Of course, we thought Santa Claus did it. And they put the little small candles on with the little metal clips. And the house really did smell from redwood, because it was mostly in redwoods that we, it was mostly redwoods that we used in those days. As we got older, we helped decorate trees. We sat around the fire and the wood stove and popped popcorn and strung popcorn and cranberries. The cranberries complemented the strings of popcorn.
Did your family have any church affiliations?
Yes. My father, in the business that he was in when we lived in Watsonville, was in the hack business, and that required 7 days a week, which I guess you know. And also, but my mother and I, my mother got his children ready for Sunday school every Sunday, and then we would attend church, Presbyterian church, with her after Sunday school.
What about your grandparents?
My grandmother was a very devout churchgoer. My father would pick her up in the morning in the hack, and then later on in the car, and take her to church and bring her home. And she had a beautiful voice. In fact, all my grandmother's children had beautiful singing voices. And you could hear her, even though she was an old lady, you could hear her voice above all the rest of them in the church, in the audience.
Describe the church for me. Where was it and what did it look like?
Well, the church is located on, which was called East 3rd at that time, and it was about a short block from the plaza, and right next door was Minnie White's residence, my first grade teacher. And there was a stairway in the front, I'd say probably about 6 or 8 steps going up to the first
level.
Mm-hmm. And then a little
was it
little hallway.
Was it a wooden building?
Yes. And a little hallway. And off this little hallway was one of my where I had one of my Sunday school classes. Then on the side of the church was a little walkway where we went back to the junior department, and there was a big hall there. And off of the junior department was the primary department, and that's where I went. Where I started, I really started to Sunday school there. I think if I remember right, I went 2 or 3 times to the Methodist Church with Vern Tuttle, and then I went to the Presbyterian Church because that's where my grandmother went every Sunday.
Can you recall the names of any of the Sunday school teachers or the minister?
Yes, there was Mr. Howe, Reverend Howe. He was one that married me in 1924. And Reverend Rich used to speak there occasionally. He was the one that performed the ceremony, my mother's and father's wedding ceremony. And I can't recall any of the rest of them. I know there are more ministers, but right now I can't recall them. And my teachers, Mrs. Gallatly stands out in my mind because she was a dear little old lady. And then there was Mrs. Silliman. She was head of the primary class for a while, and then also the junior class. Then Shirley Shepherd played an important part, and Miss Anderson, she's the one that taught us our first Christmas songs, which my first one was Away in the Manger that I can remember. And I can't recall her first name, though.
That's all right.
Anderson.
Tell me about the clothes that you wore. Were they homemade, or?
My mother was a seamstress, so she made practically all my clothes. All we had to buy was stockings and shoes and hair ribbons. And, of course, hair ribbons were an important part of our dress in those days.
Where would you buy your shoes?
Well, Alexander's and Sons had, if I remember right, had shoes to sell. And I think that's where we bought most of our shoes in the early days. They also had they were in competition with Daly Brothers. And they were located right in the same area where Alexander's men's clothing was located in later years. And my mother hesitated about taking my brothers shopping with us because they had the stools along the aisles and for the customers to sit on while they selected leather, whatever they wanted. And my brothers would get loose and they'd go up down the aisles and spin these stools, and that just about drove my mother up the wall. Daly Brothers, we shopped there quite often too, and that was on the corner of East 3rd and Main.
How did they handle the money?
With, what do you call those things?
The overhead carriers?
Cash cars, I think.
Pardon?
Cash cars, were they?
I can't recall what they call those, but they were...
I thought maybe you'd know.
Yeah. I do, but I can't think of it.
Tell me about cleaning your clothes. Did you wash by hand, or your mother, or...?
Yes, we did all of our own laundry. I say we. My mother did when I was small. And are you interested in the type of washing machine she had?
The first one?
Well, the first one I can remember outside of the washboard. We lived in the country where she used a washboard, I think, as far as I remember. But when we lived in town, there was a little shed outside of the house that we call a wash shed. And she had this large wooden tub that sat on a stand. And I remember there were springs underneath it, underneath the tub. And at the top of the tub, on the top side of the edge of the tub was a little handle, and you used to take this handle and push it around back and forth and back and forth, and that rotated the clothes. Then there was a hose on that where you drained it outdoors, and after you drained it, you filled the tub with rinse water. You put it through a hand wringer first, and then you put the clothes back in there and filled the tub with rinse water, and then went through the same procedure.
Was there running hot water out in that shed?
No. She had a little stove out there that she heated water in a big boiler, copper boiler. And then the white things went into this boiler to boil. And that, we didn't have the type of detergents we have now in Clorox. In those days, they had to boil the white things to get them clean, get them white.
Do you know if she ever made her own soap?
No, I can't recall her making her own soap. My grandmother did, but I don't know how she did it.